Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa here too, along with Bob Hoos in the world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup next to the San Diego Landings, where it's big happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the big day. Day at the docks, finally back.
Day at the docks is such a fun one, too. It's just a celebration of sport fishing in San Diego.
Yep.
And it's a really cool event. It's totally free. Lots of boats in doing the open house, and there's boat rides, and there's the kids fishing pens that the Everingham Brothers so graciously puts together. It's just a fun, cool day to come hang out and enjoy some great food and enjoy the great scenery and hopefully score a good deal on some tackle and get a new pair of shades. It's just a rad day.
Very festive look down here,
big
too.
Time.
All the banners and stuff. A lot of Costa banners around.
And people don't realize it's a perfect opportunity for an open house on
exactly.
a boat.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you don't get that at the other shows.
No.
I mean, I'm going to book a trip on the Pegasus. Let's check it out.
I want to go
see
check
the bunks.
It out.
Yeah, let's talk to the crew. All the boats that are here, it's an open house.
Yeah.
It's cool, too, because, you know, at least Fisherman's Landing, a lot of boats now are including bunk spots during the reservation process. So, like, you can go down and just make a little note on your phone, you know, and keep that with you. Hey, like, when I'm on the Pegasus, I like bunk number 6. And when I go on the Tomahawk, I like bunk AA. And when I'm on the Pacific Queen, I like, you know, you can...
Oh, I didn't know that. So Fisherman's Landing website, you can actually book your bunk now?
I don't know if it's on the website or not. You'd have to talk to the office guys because I don't want to say something that I'm incorrect on, but I know a lot of the boats, when you're doing your reservation process, you can reserve the particular bunk that you want. See, there's just stuff. If you know that you like a little ventilation, or you know that you need to want to be near an outlet because you got a CPAP, or if you want to be, you know, in the middle, in the dead center, because you don't like this motion. Yeah, you can reserve your bunk at the time of your deposit.
Nice.
So every boat's different, but yeah, it's a good opportunity to at least go get the bunk detail layout when you go down.
All right.
And I would say, like, your tackle store right now is fully stocked. All the selections, all the trick from sunglasses to sinkers, hooks, fluorocarbon, everything's there. There's going to be deals. You need to stock up tomorrow and not be caught with your pants down when the tuna are biting it.
Buy 2-get-1-free on Seaguar fluorocarbon?
Yeah.
My gosh.
This is an opportunity.
Stock up on the gold.
Buy 2-get-1-free. And that little keeper that they give you, I don't know what to call it, but it's like this sleeve that 3 of your Seaguar spools fit into, and then you can feed the line directly out of it. It's bitchin'. Like, it's a... You know, you put your 25, your 30, your 40, and all your inshore fishing is covered into one little deal. And, like, that's a free promo in addition to the buy 2-get-1-free.
Nice.
It's just a cool day. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, today's a lot of fun because we're going to find out what's biting out there.
You got it. It's time for a catch report, which today, that fishdope.com report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and that pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob. Great show. You guys are just having way too much fun down there.
Thought there's so much to sunglasses, right? Talking Costa, it's like you wouldn't believe. Phones are packed. Texts are packed.
It's
people
want to
talk sunglasses.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great listening, and I've been learning, and, man, I'm going to have to order one of those Sunrise Silver ones now.
Mark, they're the real deal. Way worth you having.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be fun checking out. And also that thing you were talking about, the little reader. You know, ever since I got the cataracts done, I got to have little readers to see stuff close up now. So it just goes on and on and on. It's just crazy. But we there?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. We're standing by.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I just got awful quiet there.
We didn't want to step
on you. Well, I stepped out of the shop yesterday afternoon. It was really kind of strange because it was sunny, warm, and the wind was not blowing 20 knots.
How about
it was
that?
So nice.
It's like, wow, we're back. Oh. It's back.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you. Does this year winter, really wet, rainy, miserable winter, remind you of 1983?
Well, it kind of does, for sure. And it also reminds me a lot of 97, which was another
El Nino.
Yeah, and because that was the year I was just fishing a real lot back then, and there was more time. Because my philosophy is about the weather. You go, and if you're just, you're not tough enough, then you got to turn around and come back. I turned around more times in that winter than all the previous 20 years put together. And this year is a lot similar. Yeah. But, I think we're in for it. You know, the NOAA forecast is turning towards El Nino, and all the indicators are turning towards El Nino. And, you know, we're going to see anything for a little bit, yes, but. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But anyways, yeah. But with this better weather this weekend, it bodes well for the guys that have finished the boat work and are on some exploratory trips. You know, those sport boats, a lot of those guys have been tied up to the dock doing this and that, and hard to get the coverage when they're not out. But Danny just called me a little bit ago with word that the SAC plane flew around yesterday, found some movement out toward the 60. So a lot of those guys are heading that way, and hopefully they find that fish, and that fish is biting. You never know with them bluefins, but we'll find that out a little later on today, I'm sure. Stay with Fish Dope there. Daniel will have all the updates for you. Closer to home, the reports from the outer islands has been non-existent because rockfish is closed and the weather's been horrible, but that'll soon change. Rockfish opens here in a couple weeks, April 1st, and give us a whole new dimension to fish for and get those guys out poking around farther offshore. There at Catalina, did get a few reports. Best reports came from the guys hooping. His lobsters are still crawling. Pretty decent fishing, actually. And they'll just combobulated thinking about El Nino, sure. The yellows have been largely MIA with that cold water over there, or just a sprinkle of sea bass. And a few guys catching one or two here. It's been tough. And decent fishing on the halibuts up nice and shallow. And the squid situation is better. We're off that full moon now. And backside east and backside middle's had some bait. And then frontside west, there's some bait up that way. And that bodes really well. I love it when that bait gets up there west. I like to do a lot of fishing on the front there, and once that bait's around, that sea bass tends to find it. But man, I can't wait to get back over at that island. After all of this rain, that island is going to be lush and green, and the streams will be running, the waterfalls crashing. I mean, it's just beautiful. So even when you're not catching anything, you still get some good scenery. But and I also heard you guys, and it kind of goes back to that 1983 thing. You guys said the word big eye tuna earlier in the show.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Hoos was telling me a story about big eye in 1983, right?
We got spoiled.
I want it.
The stories go on forever. I mean, of all the years that I have fished and all the stuff I've been fortunate to catch, my biggest heartbreak story is right off the east end on one of them 200 plus pound big eyes on 30 pound that I lost the boat.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It probably ate a marlin jig, right?
It did. Thanks. Long. And he stayed right on the surface, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, never went down the whole time. It was just swimming around right on the surface. It was crazy. And I pulled on that damn thing for 3 hours. And we were reaching for it with the gaff and pulled the hook.
And I'm guessing you didn't pull on it with a big, heavy-framed aluminum two-speed reel, and you didn't have 130-pound backing and a 100-pound top shot and a graphite composite rod that did all the lifting for you. I'm guessing none of those were involved?
None of those were even in anybody's imagination back then. That day, there was, you know, and we used to see a lot of that bigger big eye. And but that day there was five fish weighed into Avalon, and the small one was 186. The big one was 240 something, and that one that I had, you know, to me it looked 500 pounds. It was as long as the cockpit on my Blackman. But yeah, they were all big ones. But when we get a little closer to big eye season, maybe this will be the year, because it's definitely different conditions. But I had the good fortune back then, and Bob, you might remember this name, being an old guy. You remember Jerry Garrett and Marvin Garrett with the Jeremar?
Of course, yeah. So speaking of Jerry Garrett, we own his old boat. The Pacifica 36 was owned by Jerry Garrett.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I remember that. Why?
Classic.
I
used to work on that boat, Bob, when Jerry and Marvin were fishing hard. And those guys, I mean, they were extraordinary, hardcore killers. But, man, they were not into boat maintenance. That boat was just disgusting to get on the work. But Jerry shared the five rules of big eye fishing with me. And I'll say that for a report a little later on in the season. Okay. But they had rules that they fished by. And those guys knocked the crap out of them big eyes. They had them wired.
Before Mark goes away, I got to ask Mark and Hoos and Pete, you two, what was the number one trolling lure to get a bite on a big eye? Like, what was it in the spread? What did you put back? What was it?
This is a Jerry Garrett lure. It was the 7-strand 1220 clone in goatfish.
Okay.
Really?
Like pink, with a little black.
1220 clone, goatfish, boom.
You've got
a big eye.
What about you, Mark? What was your favorite?
That's one. But another one was, what probably shouldn't even say nowadays, was a 16-ounce Japhead. Redhead, two big red eyes.
Yeah.
And I think it was red and white color.
Yeah.
16-ounce.
Big one.
Because that's one of the rules of big eyes.
I go with Mark, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Big jigs close to the boat. That's one of the rules.
Fuker 9-inch zucchini grass.
Okay.
Was another
tuna, the DTW. Tuna Wahoo feather, the bigger one.
And zucchini. That was a sport boat favorite.
Oh, man. I just wish that
they had to be out at 5 o'clock. Yeah. 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was an evening bite.
Late afternoon.
I definitely remember.
That's another rule.
Yeah, I remember the stories of, like, the sport boats coming home, and we're done for the day, and we're trolling full speed back to the dock, and one guy puts out a 6-0 and hangs a 100-pounder on the way back, and then the captain's pissed because we got to fight it. It's going to take an hour to get this thing, and now we're going to be late, and we're not going to make our grocery turnaround. And, like, I know of all the stories, it was just a little before my time being down at the tackle store, and I'm fascinated by it. I think it's so cool.
Could happen again.
I'm ready, buddy.
Yeah, we're ready. Hey, one question, though, Mark, while we have the Seabass King on the line. How were 83 and 97 for Seabass?
Good question.
Well, 83, you know, we had the Seabass population collapse when the sardines and the mackerel populations collapsed for various reasons. So there were no Seabass for the late 60s, all the 70s. I mean, I never caught a Seabass in the 70s of any size or shape.
Hmm.
None, zero. And then they slowly started coming back. Early 80s, by late 80s, it was getting better. So, and I wasn't even fishing those things back then. You know, just like Bob was saying, he was fascinated with that striped marlin. That was more in my marlin years. And in the wintertime, I was fishing wing cods on the front side of Catalina, rockfish and wing cods. So, didn't fool with the sea bass then. 97, that fish was back. Not the size of the fish we see today by a long shot. It was mostly, you know, school-sized fish, and if you got a 20-pounder, I mean, that was a good one. And today, I mean, a 40-pounder hardly raises an eyebrow. But,
yeah,
they were coming back in those late 90s, and we caught a lot of them.
And there's plenty of squid around right now, so it could happen, right?
You know, it certainly could. This winter is just, it's been very different with the water and the weather and all the rain and the runoff and this and that, so. It'll be really interesting to see what those fish wind up doing. I mean, the guys at Catalina, I mean, they're picking, but they're not. The thing about sea bass, they mark so good on the meter, is even when they're not biting, you know they're there.
Right.
They're either there or they're not there. And they're not seeing much, you know. They're not seeing much in the way of schools yet. But this is the time of year that that we do see a lot of stuff start to move in from, whether they're coming up from deep or swimming in from the outside or doing whatever the hell they're doing. But this is a time of year that we might see it. So, but man, water's cold. It's just weird. We got another big, you know, they're saying 1 to maybe 3 inches of rain coming here Tuesday, Wednesday, which sucks.
Fishdope.com, Danny and the boys will have all the information for you, Jeff. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code where you get info from Mark and all the top guys on fishdope.com, the only source you can get there. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. Seriously, guys, if you guys are thinking about bait tanks, do not delay. It's going from busy to crazy busy again. We're getting really backed up, and we're building some really cool stuff. So.
Oh, you do. There's nobody that builds a bait tank like Pacific Edge, that's for sure. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Hey. Can you get those guys to call in, man? I've been dying waiting for a tuna fish report.
Maybe I'll have some info from Aliar. All right. Stand by. Next report.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Hey, speaking of Marcos, let's do that right now. Let's talk to the man. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is online. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Doing good, buddy. We were talking about it earlier in the show. We just feel like it's happened. You know, I know that there's guys out looking, day at the docks tomorrow. It feels like it's going down, that our fishing season is really kind of cracked off.
It definitely, again, the trip's out there, and unfortunately it's starting to get a little repetitive, but we did have some weather in the middle of the week that slowed us down a bit. San Diego early in the week got out, so seeing a little bit of yellowtail on there, some yellowtail, some rockfish. A little tougher yesterday. They couldn't quite get the fish to bite, but they're back out there today. We have a day and a half trip, or excuse me, a one-day trip on the Pacific Voyager out there. Like you said, the Polaris Supreme is out there, but we haven't heard from Aliar yet. Hopefully we're going to hear about something good soon, and if anyone's going to bring it to us, that'll be them. So, but like you said, well, nice weather today. Going to have a little bit of weather in the middle of the week, but it's springtime. It's getting there. Things are getting better. And even though ships are fishing, the new C4th actually fished their last extended trip yesterday and had good rock fishing. So a couple more weeks before we can do that locally. But locally, they are seeing some of the whitefish, occasional bass in the mixture in there. So definitely lots of fish to be caught. Just kind of waiting for that weather to stabilize and these guys to start, calling in with those bluefin counts. Because, it was about this time last year that we started to hear some of those. I'm guessing we'll hear that again soon.
Yeah,
so check the website.
Question.
Go ahead. Uh-huh,
we know Aliar is out today. Have you heard anything from Aliar?
He mentioned it.
Not yet. Can you call him? Can you call him and tell him to call us and just give us a general call? Just people want to know, man.
Usually what happens is they contact you guys before they tell us.
Yeah.
So, I come on the show and, you guys know more about it than I do for my own boats. But so he must be still out there looking. And
I'm going to tell you another thing about Aliar. And I know, you had him on the show last week. You're like, good luck with that. And here's what I mean by that.
Aliar did a great job.
He did a fantastic job. I don't mean that at all. I meant, when that guy is fishing and he is behind the sonar and he's behind the wheel, that dude is so laser focused, trying to convince him to take a 2-minute break is not going to be an easy program. But I'm with Pete, man. I'd love to know a little condition.
Maybe
check.
Tomorrow, because they're going to be fishing tonight,
right?
Too. So maybe
we'll hear by tomorrow. But yeah, the curiosity is just killing me right now. I just want to know what it's like on the ground.
Yeah, and like I said, anytime he's on the radio with us, he's not catching fish. So sometimes, even when we do get those reports, it's the bare minimum, but it's pretty consistent when he does get out there and catch fish. So hopefully we'll hear from him soon. I will let you guys know as soon as I know. San Diego out there at the islands, new C4th fishing locally there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. You can book our trips out there for the half days, the full days. We have some longer trips scheduled up there. The Pacific has some trips up there. We got some longer trips scheduled throughout the season. You can make your reservations right online there. You can give us a call at the office if you just want to make reservations over the phone. Or if you have any questions, 619-224-3383. Also, more than happy to have you guys come down and visit us in person. Say hi, browse the tackle shop, get a burrito next door, and get out there fishing.
Good call, Marcos. Great report, as always. We'll look forward to it. Maybe we'll get a little bonus report tomorrow if you get some good bluefin dope for us.
I will let you know as soon as I know. And again, one thing also, like with, we're talking about the Fleur Supreme there, I think they still have a few openings scattered throughout the season there. Talking about, you know, we're talking about the San Diego fills up quick. Fleur Supreme fills up just as quick, if not quicker. So definitely check that boat out if you want to get on there, and we'll let you know as soon as we hear from them.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate it, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right.
Wraps up our catchboard. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Dude, they are packed. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country. What's up, Robert? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Great show. So questions about Costas. I have a wide bridge nose, and all sunglasses sit about, I don't know, half inch too high. And I fished the sport boats out of San Diego. So what color lens would you recommend?
So let's start with your nose. I think you should look at the Pro Series. We have that adjustable nose guard. And so depending on your face, you can adjust those nose guards for a better fit. And regarding lens color, it's a personal preference. But if you're in that color spectrum of maybe the blue-green mirrors or the gray, that's going to cover most of your fishing applications. Or do you like, are you offshore, inshore, or everything?
Usually offshore, but okay. Wherever the boat's headed.
Yeah. Try on, look at the blue mirror and the green mirror. That would be my first recommendation. One of those two colors will work.
The new
for
sleeper,
you.
The green mirror.
The green mirror. Yeah, it is a sleeper. Yeah, start with the green mirror.
Hey, if it's good enough for Lasley, it's good enough for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Just in terms of sport boat wise, you know, so many, we get an unfair number of them, but so many captains and crew members, like, I lost my shades or some, you know, I put them down, I can't find them. Like, so many guys buy them at the shop. We sell a high percentage of silver mirror lenses to our sport boat guys, you know, to crew members and things like that, a high percentage silver, yeah. of silver mirror. Like
right.
That's a really
silver,
big one.
Silver mirror has the copper base, and those guys are used to that old guard copper lens, and they found out Costa has that copper in that lens, and they're all
so
over
popular.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I like them,
funny
too.
You said that. I just got a call from Jen on the Shogun. He was saying
he was the one that turned us on to that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we used to not even sell silver mirror at
yeah.
the store, and
yeah.
now, like, that's
what you wear.
That's what
I
wear.
That's
what I got right now.
Copper
yeah.
base.
But yeah, that's a.
I
know,
never knew it was copper base though.
It's the Shogun.
Yeah.
the new battleship Shogun.
Yeah. Pro.
Yeah.
They just put a new paint job on the boat, and it looks great. It's like a. You know, it's a little, it's just a hint of gray. I really dig it. They
it
did a
really
great
good.
Job. It looks awesome.
You come down a day at the docks tomorrow, you'll probably see it.
She's shiny,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Nothing like a new paint job on a long-range boat.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, I had a great text if we want to roll through that way as soon as I get her fired up here. And this one was a great show, guys. My question is for Hoos. Can I purchase replacement lenses for my Costas through the Costa website? Also, could you just in general talk about service and warranty? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Good question.
Yeah, good question, Jeff. So what you want to do is go on CostaSunglasses.com, and if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see warranty and repair. You're going to click that, and it's going to walk you through all the options that are available, whether it's warranty, you want to replace the lens, whatever it may be, it's a very easy, user-friendly system. They'll print out a shipping ticket, put them in a box, mail them in. They'll contact you, tell you what it's going to cost for a replacement lens, or if it's a warranty claim, no charge there.
How long is the warranty?
The warranty is now 2 years on
Costas.
Wow. Yeah, and what I tell people is,
so that's like free replacement in 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
The frames, the rubber, the hinge, everything. What I tell people is when they buy Costas is save your receipt, or if you've lost your receipt, mark, there's two boxes. Do you have a receipt or gift? If you don't have your receipt, put down gift and when you, approximately when you bought them. And it's an awesome
they're
so
good,
an awesome site, yeah.
And so if it's out of warranty, what's the replacement for the lens?
You know, it's
pretty nominal.
Yeah, the lens is like anywhere from $60 to $80, depending on if it's gray or a mirrored, and everything else is going to be under warranty.
Yeah,
and right. I'm really happy with our system. It's user friendly. You can do it on your phone, and it prints out the shipping label, ship it in. They're going to contact you, tell you what the next step is, and CostaSunglasses.com, scroll down to warranty and repair.
Very good. Hey, Gabe from Carson City, Nevada has a question. Great show as always. Totally interested in Costa lineup of glasses. I live here in Carson City, Nevada and fish up in Lake Tahoe. What is your recommendation for that water? And are there any locations that carry Costas up in this area?
Yeah, so to find a dealer up in Lake Tahoe, you're going to want to go on the CostaSunglasses.com and click find a dealer near you. You'll put in your zip code and all the dealers in that area will pop up. Regarding lens color in that area, I work with a lot of the fly fishing guides up there, and they pretty much stick with, or the best selling lens color up there is Sunrise Silver Mirror for the fly guys, early morning, low light, and also Green Mare.
Green Mare. Okay.
Green Mare.
All right. Kind of good all around.
Yeah.
Like those, when it's super bright.
Those
up
two
there.
Lens choices are best sellers in that for that fishery.
For like the high altitude.
Yeah. Fly fishing, trout, bass, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Green Mare and Sunrise Silver for low light.
Yeah.
I dig it. Hey, let's talk to Harry from Chula Vista. He's up next here on Let's Thaw Cook Up. Harry, good morning.
Good morning. I attended last week a talk by Noah about loggerhead sea turtles, and this goes along with what Mark was talking about. And they were showing the climate prediction maps for the fall and next year. And they did mention that they believed, they were pretty sure the El Nino would start around November and carry through to 2024. And in saying that, I heard big eye tuna being one of the species. Are there other species that would come through that gateway, as they referred to it, that makes its way from Japan all the way over here to our continent?
I would say, in the last, 30 years of El Nino, the two, offshore game fish that sneak up in here on a strong El Nino are wahoo.
That was cool.
Wahoo coming up from either Baja or out to the west. And if there's a lot of skipjack tuna, small yellowfin around, you get a small, small or regular shots at blue marlin.
That was fun.
Yeah, September, October. So, and of course, hammerhead sharks, see a lot of tropical species, who knows, with
short-billed spearfish,
every year is like a wild card.
You ever hook all that marlin fishing you did you ever hook a short-billed spearfish
last year? Those things are hard to hook. They got that little bill and right off Clementi, and the damn thing did not stick. But
I was just gonna take
a photo of it and pet it and let it go. But we had one behind the boat for about 3 minutes on the jig, and wouldn't eat the bait, and ended up grabbing a jig and jumped and fell off.
That was
our spear fish. But over in Hawaii, that thing would have ended up in the cooler.
But
man, it's such a beautiful fish.
Yeah, they are.
That's a cool local one that you can't. It just has to happen for you. You don't get to go target it. It just has to happen for you.
Back in I think it was the 97 El Nino, Bob Baker and I were fishing on the Searcher.
Okay.
He caught a giant short-billed spearfish. I mean, I'm talking 80 pounds.
Oh, wow.
70, 80 pounds, a giant one. Like potential world record. We always joke with him that he ate the world record.
Yeah, right.
Another, to answer the gentleman's question, another thing that you see about on an El Nino is not only the different species that migrate into, you know, the bite here, is everything shifts west. So, like, you'll see, you know, we'll have good marlin fishing up at the Channel Islands. The guys up in Oregon, Washington are catching Dorado. Everything's, like, way, way, way up west.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. Phones are packed solid, and same with the text. We're going to have a lot more fun. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Costa Del Mar on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedules, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Bill Varney. Do you want to become a better surf and bay angler? If so, please join us at the upcoming Long Beach Bart Hall Show on Friday, March 31st. Join Corey Sandman, Benji King, and myself at the CCA pre-show seminar. Find tickets and more information today at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, you heard that great surf fish you know, seminars going on with the guys up at the Bart Hall shows. Man, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have the man himself, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, guys. I just had to call in because it has been one of the best shows listening to you guys. I love Bob, and he is so full of knowledge, and he knows. He's not just a great fisherman. He knows everything about the fishing industry. So I just wanted to say, hey, it's been fun.
Oh, thanks. Like yeah, that. No, and he'll be up at the Bart Hall show here in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, I believe they're giving away a pair of glasses each day. So we're pretty excited about
that. Right?
Yeah, we're going to be up there. And we were just saying it's been a long 3 years. Excited to get up to Long Beach and blow out the last one of the year.
Well, you know, yes, it's been an interesting year, a different year. We'll talk about the Bart Hall shows next Saturday, but I want to just say how much I'm not going to be able to get down there. I'm so incredibly busy getting ready for this show. It's turned out to be much harder than I thought it was going to be and much bigger than I actually thought it was going to be. We have no room. So they were supposed to give the maps to the decorator today. I said, no way, man, you can't come out here until midweek because I got to redo everything and make everything work. You know, so
got to make it fit.
It's a lot of fun.
You'll be with us on the phone, and maybe we can drag Pat in here, huh?
You're going to get hit, yes. Unfortunately, you'll have to have Pat in there, I love Pat. He's the best.
No,
Pat'll be there. I'll be on the phone. But anyway, the day at Dock the Bar, I wish you could come. I'd love to come. I love celebrating our unique fleet down here in California. If there's nothing like the San Diego fleet anywhere on the planet. Official is landing, of course, everyone there has been friends of mine for decades. So, good luck tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. I wish I could be there, but I can't.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you, Bart. I know you usually do make the rounds, and we'll hold a spot for you, and we're just really excited to hear about the success of the Bart Hall Show in Long Beach. We can't wait, and really looking forward to next weekend hearing all the details about it.
Me too. I love that show. That's always my favorite show of the year because I get to talk about the thing I love the most.
Great, awesome. Bart.
Can't wait, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you next Saturday, Bart Hall and Pat McDonald, for the
fun.
Bart Hall Long Beach Show next Saturday. That's going to be
great show today, guys. I love
all
it.
Right.
Thanks,
we're going to continue talking some coasters and fishing, right? What's fun about having Hoos here is Hoos has been around for a long, long time fishing, and he's just a hardcore. How many days a year are you fishing?
Another addiction.
Yeah.
I fish anytime I can.
Yeah,
I don't wait for the fish to bite. If I have an opportunity to fish, I don't care if it's trout, bass, marlin, tuna. I just love being out on the water. It's a passion. It's an addiction. And so anytime I can. And sometimes, like, if I only
like
got,
today after the show.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah.
I got Mission Bay covered.
I didn't realize that you two had the same boat.
Yeah,
I think yours is 1 year new. Mine's a 76, and yours is a 77,
we're
right?
We got the 36 Pacifica Club.
The ultimate boat.
Yeah.
So rad.
I mean, it is.
So
I mean,
cool.
Is there a better boat?
We got to have a,
for that
a field research prospector wrapped up somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll invite
Rick.
We've
got to do that. There's not that many of them left.
No.
I think
there
12.
Only 22 built.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Those boats deserve to be tied up next to each other at Catalina with a Cuba Libre on the back of the boat.
Yeah, maybe we can get Dave Elm to join in, too, because he's got one, too.
What I've been doing, like, in my career is I'm just following the footsteps of, like, how my dad raised me. Take the kids out fishing. Now it's my turn to take kids that, you know, maybe don't have that opportunity. Get them out on the boat. You know, take them. You can take them surf fishing. Take them bass fishing. But unless this generation takes the next generation out, they're not going to know what we know and how much fun it is.
Or turn new people on to fishing.
You've got to get them out there. Yeah, and I have as much fun watching, you know, kids catch fish as, you know, I'm fishing.
Speaking of taking kids fishing, let's talk about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, tomorrow. They're going to have their giant used tackle sale tomorrow at Day at the Docks. And it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their biggest. If you've been to the Rollo sale before, they're giant. Tomorrow, they say, is the biggest selection of used tackle that they've ever had. So I know Mike Lum and Howard and Tim are probably already out there right now getting it set up. That's how big it's going to be.
Awesome job for the kids,
too. And so all that money goes to taking kids fishing.
Yeah.
So absolutely take part in that giant used tackle sale.
Let's keep the industry alive. Get the next generation out there.
You bet.
Put a pair of coasters on them and tell them to fire a cast down and catch some.
Yeah, and then they have the kids fishing bins that the San Diego Anglers run, right?
And a huge thanks to Everingham Brothers. Like, I think they go out and wrap up, you know, mackerel and surf, you know, fish, that kind of thing. So, yeah, the pens are there, ready. Fish are biting and hungry, and
so,
it's just a rad day.
Yeah, for sure. So, Uncle Al, our good buddy, Al the sports barber, says, I love my Costa Diegos. And he said also, the calico bass fishing has been very good in between storms in Dana Point. And he sent a nice picture of him with a Fishworks hat and his Costas.
We're seeing a ton of texts and photos. This is great.
Always nice to hear from Al. But Al, you talk about a hardcore fisherman and a guy that fishes all the time.
Dude, that, Uncle Al has the talent.
When he's not cutting hair at the sports barber in Dana Point, he is cutting some line to put a tie on a calico.
Yeah. We joke, Wyatt, our son, has had his hair cut two times now, and both times we drive all the way up to see Uncle Al.
We make a
day of it, and we go to the sports barber, and he keeps my little man looking fly, and nobody keeps on tabs of the local calico bass fight like sports barber.
Like catching a calico.
That's the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Al's program is so rad, too, because he runs out, fishes all the local stones. He's close to home. Maybe slide over to Turks and, have a refresher afterwards. Like, it's just a local zone, and, it's the best. Local calico fishing, there's nothing better.
Jerry's running his SBS tournament today.
Yeah.
San Diego one day. Yeah. Mission Bay, calicos only, so.
Oh, in Mission Bay?
It's calicos only, but he's right at Dana Landing.
That's the headquarters. Hosting at Dana Landing. Well, speaking of Dana Landing and all the great stuff that waterfront here, the Konakai Marina right here in Shelter Island has one of their best waterside offices just become available for rent. It's a small 285 square foot office with a great view, plenty of parking. Business needs to be a marine related business. If you have any questions, email Steve Pinard at spinard at konakaimarina.com. Again, spinard, P-I-N-A-R-D, at konakaimarina.com. And I got to tell you, if 285 square feet is a perfect size for a nice office, you have the ability to use the everything there, all the stuff. If you have a marine-related business, jump on that office, because they don't come available at the Konakai very often.
No doubt.
Sure.
That's the spot.
And how about whose headquarters south?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Headquarters south.
You got to call Costa and say, I have
headquarters
an office.
Satellite facility.
Can you imagine a little Costa set up right there?
Put
perfect.
A skiff out
there. Exactly.
Park the boat right out in front.
For sure.
That's a smoking deal.
That is.
Hey, well, let's jump back into them. The phones are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Hoos. If you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to John, calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. And I got two questions. One is, do you know if Costa makes a non-polarized lens for, flying for pilots? And because the polarizing, kind of distorts the windscreen on some of the bigger airplanes. So that's one question. And the other question is, can you repeat the styles and the frames that you like to wear so that I can write them down? I heard them this morning at the beginning of the show, but I didn't have a pen available. So it just would be nice to jot down some of those particular ones that you've liked for offshore fishing and that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. The timing is good for this question. I just spoke to a pilot a couple weeks back in a similar situation, and he said the same thing. He said, Bob, love Costas when I'm fishing, but when I'm flying, the polarized lens, we do not make any lens that's not polarized. Yeah. And trouble looking at the instruments and stuff like that. So unfortunately for flying applications, looking at the instruments, all Costa lens are polarized.
You're a fishing
Costa's about fishing, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll go through that list on the new Pro Series. Some of the better frames or the best-selling frames that the guys and gals are wearing down here are Reefton Pro, Tuna Alley Pro, Blackfin Pro, Fantail Pro, and Jose Pro. And then on the lifestyle end, Spiro XL, Lido, and Rincon. Those are the
Rincon,
four
Rincon
top.
Rincon Cito, too, huh?
Both, yeah. Smaller face Rincon Cito. So any of the Pro Series, those are a wrap frame. And then on the lifestyle, top Spiro XL, Lido, and a Rinconcito.
Yeah.
Rincon.
All right.
Great. I hope that answers the question.
All right. Hey, well, let's jump right back into it. Another great text. Bob, I have a pair of Tuna Alley 580 Pros with copper silver mirror lens. They're my favorite, and I can't find them up in my area of Yorba Linda. Any recommendations on a Costa dealer where I might find that pair of shades?
So that's going to be a tough one since there's not a dealer up in your area. Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop.
After
the show, I'd give Rick a call, and you can order them. You might have them in stock
Or come down a day at the dock.
Yeah.
Or go to the Bart Hall show in Long Beach at the end of the month.
Yeah. Either way, you can call Ricky at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop or the Long Beach show, and we'll get you
started. Now, at the Bart Hall Long Beach show, will there be dealers there that you can buy them right there?
I believe so.
Yeah.
The one I know that's going to be there is Turner's.
Yeah.
And,
Turner's a dealer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you can't,
so you can buy them
if you can't wait, again, call Fisherman's.
Yeah, call Fisherman's. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jeff from Costa Mesa wants to know about your boat. He says what are the things on your boat you've put on off for personal comfort other than Seakeeper gyros, special mattress, shower heads, Nespresso machine, etc. What are your favorite things? Because you spend a lot of time on that boat.
Yes, I am thinking, and we've done so much with the boat, and I think it's
your
power. Power the Cummins. The Cummins diesel.
You put the engines in first. Yeah. I put the exact same engines in my boat, and they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
5.4 380 Cummins.
Sure.
Yeah.
Next, electronics. We went with Simrad, and I love the Simrad electronics. I was always a Furuno guy, and I have two boat partners. They overruled me, and we went with Simrad. And it took me a while to get used to its touchscreen.
You have the Evo 3?
Yes.
Yeah,
love it.
Great stuff.
And then, as far as the boat goes, I just always think about, little things. Like, we have guests on the boat. Like, if they're up in the bunk and they want to charge their phone, that we don't have an iPhone charger up there. So I went to Home Depot and I bought the little outlet that's got the phone charger. Clip some wires, put it in, and now we're like a little mini long-range boat.
Really? Wow.
Just little things like that, you got to just make your guests comfortable, Lots of spaces for drinks, and we're all tricked out we have three bait tanks on it. We got the bow bait tank for more location.
Okay, bow, yeah.
Blue water bait tanks, Randy Wood and Costa Mesa, and they do a great job there too.
Yeah.
All your live bait tanks, private boats, give them a call. Blue water bait tanks.
Yeah, they're
Dr. Randy Wood or his brother Jeff.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of good trick stuff you can do with that boat.
What about you? What same question?
Well,
like, how does
the
it
other
fly?
Thing
like,
too that Bob. When I put the engines in, I knew my props were wrong.
Yeah.
And I called Bob. I said, "What props did you get?" And so I got the exact same prop from a place in Florida. And I was remember talking to several of the boat captains. Oh man, don't go down that rabbit hole, man. You start going and spend a lot of money and waste a lot of money. Thank God Bob had those props first, and because they work perfectly.
Yeah, really.
They are the exact prop, and they work perfectly.
It's all right there under the boat. Props,
yep.
Bait tanks, and electronics.
Yep.
That's
key.
Like it. Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Key. Running efficiently and as far, because the Pacific only holds 300 gallons.
Right.
So it's not, you got to be careful.
Max trolling doesn't work for us.
No.
Mad Max trolling doesn't work for anyone on any boat, no matter what. Like, there's not a vessel created where somebody's like, I really love this 13 knot trolling stuff. Like, this works great. My boat's very efficient at 13 knots.
Yeah.
Like, that boat doesn't exist.
Oh, and one last thing, I always keep a spare pair of Costa Blackfin Pro on the boat because someone always forgets their sunglasses.
Your pair goes over.
One pair? I have two.
Well, they seem to disappear off my
boat.
Everybody say no, guy.
I just won't worry about it.
I'm like, wait a minute. Where did the backup pair go?
The other thing, extra hats on the boat too, because they blow off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So always and extra layers too.
That's a good call.
Lots
too,
of good stuff. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. There's some very patient callers. Everybody wants to talk to Bob. Let's next talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a pretty simple question. I've got the Tuna Alleys in the gray. Love them. The frames fit great. But what's up with the yellow lenses I see the guys wearing? What's the difference in those?
So we were talking about that earlier. It's the Sunrise Silver Mirror. And,
they're yellow.
Yeah, it's they're yellow. And for some reason, that color captures all the light in very low light conditions, overcast, early morning, late in the day. And they're not going to work for someone that has, you know, sensitive eyes to the sun, a bright, sunny day. You'll put Sunrise Silver Mirror on bright, sunny day, and you'll be blinded. But overcast days, like right now, it's all foggy. Overcast days, great for sight fishing. So if you want a backup pair and you're fishing a lot of overcast marine layers early, late in the day, Sunrise Silver.
So many times fishing that big bluefin with the flyer on the kite, like the best fishing was the last hour of the day. And, you know, you'd see the sun, the sun barely enough to hang, and like those glasses, like that's where it's key. When you're trying to find that little, one frozen flyer just
right
getting above the surface, and you're squinting so hard to see it, you can pop those things on a boom. It gives you the last 30 minutes. Like that's the difference.
And seeing kelps too.
Oh, huge.
Right?
For that. Yeah. When you know, it's like I said, I don't think that they can be your everyday wear, but they're fantastic to use for that niche scenario. They will make a big difference. And it's an investment that's worth having. That's a really important tool in your bag.
So realistically, you need three pairs of Costas. You need Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Start on the beach. You got to look cool.
You're
going to go lifestyle. You're not going to look like a mirrored guy, sitting.
So you want the gray Silver Mirror?
No, you want gray lens.
Just straight gray.
Straight gray.
Okay.
A lifestyle frame. Then you're going to want two pairs for on the water. And you want like either a blue or a green mirror. For sunlight, overcast days, and then low light conditions, Sunrise Silver Mirror.
There you go.
The three pairs. Yeah, I'd like that.
So
everyone buys three pairs.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
So you can get the straight gray without the mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or you can get the silver mirror.
No. Interesting enough, in California, gray lens is almost like half the sales that we do.
Really?
Yeah, California embraces just a gray lens.
Straight gray lens.
We're like 70% of our glasses we sell at Fisherman's Landing.
Straight gray.
So what's the difference between straight gray and Silver Mirror as far as look? I mean, is it darker?
There's Sunrise Silver Mirror, which is like
lens. But I mean the gray Silver Mirror.
And the gray Silver Mirror
is darker than the gray?
It's got the mirror.
Right.
So the mirror will block out a lot more of the glare from the sun than the gray.
What you see, though, is almost identical. Would that be right? Like, not what somebody else looking at you sees, but like when you're looking through a gray versus a gray Silver Mirror, what you see is almost identical.
And I've noticed the women's market, they're all about the gray.
Yeah.
They want that look. Yeah. But, you know, every gray is going to work everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good – if you're going to have one pair, go with
that's
gray.
It. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair-style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link, It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. Who's due us the honors of flipping the big coin? We're going to find out if the winner of a brand new pair of Costas is coming from a caller or a texter. And today we have a caller as the winner. Congratulations, John, who has called us from Dallas. You've got yourself a $300 gift certificate to CostaDelMar.com. You are so stoked.
Get on a plane. Get out the day at the docks tomorrow and pick out your Costas. That would be a good thing for sure. You'll be there tomorrow,
yeah,
day at the docks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look, the sun's coming out.
Ready for Mission Bay.
Yeah, and of course, if you want a pair of Costas, more information, how do we find it?
CostaSunglasses.com.
CostaSunglasses.com. Always great to have you,
Bob.
This
is so much fun.
We got to do it again, and always have a great sponsor, Costas. Costa Sunglasses have just been really fantastic to work with. And
our little group here has got
to
go fishing.
Oh, yeah. Totally. We're going to go. For sure. All right. Well, thanks, Bob, and we'll see
you
tomorrow. Day of the Dock.
See you tomorrow.
Just look for the blue Costa Van.
Costa Van.
You can't miss it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks to Christian for manning the phones today. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you very much for being out there. All your texts, all your calls, we very much appreciate your support and just being a part of the Let's Talk Hookup family. We'll be back tomorrow morning live from Day at the Docks. Yeah, we'll be live right in front of Fisherman's Landing there. You can't miss us. Live from Day at the Docks from 7 to 9 a.m. We're going to have Captain Bill Wilkinson from the Malahini and his new acquisition there. Wayne Cotto from CCA has some big announcements. Mike Lum from Rallo Kids and a lot more. So we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.